ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमः श्लोके।
संस्कृत वर्ड टू वर्ड डायरेक्ट विल रीड द वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन।
ताम टू हर एव
इंडीड
अविदूरे nearby madhukarim iva like a honeybee sumanasah beautiful flowers upachikrantim smelling divija of those born in the heavenly planets manuja of those born in human society Manaha, mind, Nayana, for the eyes, Ahlada, pleasure, Dughai, producing, Gati, by her movement, Vihara, pastimes, Vrida, by shyness, Vinaya, by humility, Avaloka by glancing, Suswara Akshara by sweet voice, Avyayai and by the limbs of the body, Manasi in the mind, Nirnam of men, Kusuma Ayudasya of Cupid. Who has a flower arrow in his hand, vidadhatim, making, vivaram, oral reception, nijamukha, from her own mouth, vigalita, pouring out, amrita asava, nectar like honey, sahasa, in her smiling, Bhashana and talking, Amoda by the pleasure, Mada Andha blinded by intoxication, Madhukara of bees, Nikara by groups, Uparodhena because of being surrounded, Druta hasty. Pada of feet, Vinyasena by stylish stepping, Valgu a little, Spandana moving, Stana breasts, Kalasha like water pots, Kabara of her braids of hair, Bhara weight, Rashanam the belt upon the hips, Devim, goddess, Tat avalokanena, simply by seeing her, Vivrita, avasarasya, taking the opportunity of, Bhagavataha, of the greatly powerful, Makaradvajasya, of Cupid, Vasham, under the control, Upanitaha, and grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Like a honeybee, the Apsara smelled the beautiful and attractive flowers. She could attract the minds and the vision of both humans and demigods by her playful movements, her shyness and humility, her glances, the very pleasing sounds that poured from her mouth as she spoke, and the motion of her limbs. By all these qualities, she opened for Cupid, who bears an arrow of flowers, a path of oral reception into the minds of men. When she spoke, nectar seemed to flow from her mouth. As she breathed, the bees, mad for the taste of her breath, tried to hover about her beautiful lotus-like eyes. Disturbed by the bees, she tried to move hastily, but as she raised her feet to walk quickly, her hair, the belt on her hips, and her breasts, which were like water jugs, also moved in a way that made her extremely beautiful and attractive. Indeed, she seemed to make a path for the entrance of Cupid, who is most powerful. Therefore, the prince, completely subdued by seeing her, spoke to her as follows. Purport. How a beautiful woman's movements and gestures, her hair and the structure of her body, hips and other bodily features, attracts the minds of not only men but demigods also, is finely described in this statement. The words Dvija and Manoja specifically emphasize that the attraction of feminine gestures is powerful everywhere within the material world, both on this planet and in the higher planetary systems. It is said that the standard of living in the higher planetary systems is thousands and thousands of times higher than the standard of living on this planet. Therefore, the beautiful bodily features of the women there are also thousands and thousands of times more attractive than the features of the women on the earth. The Creator has constructed women in such a way that their beautiful voices and movements and the beautiful features of their body and other parts attract members of the opposite sex, both on earth and on other planets, and awaken their lusty desires. When one is controlled by Cupid or the beauty of women, he becomes stunned like matter, such as stone. Captivated by the material movements of women, he wants to remain in this material world. Thus, one's promotion to the spiritual world is checked simply by seeing the beautiful bodily structure and movements of women. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore warned all devotees to beware of the attraction of beautiful women and materialistic civilization. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even refused to see Pratap Rudra Maharaj because he was a very opulent person in the material world. Now Chaitanya said in this connection, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajanon Mukhasya. Those who are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, because they are very serious about going back home, back to Godhead, should be very careful to avoid seeing the beautiful gestures of women, and should also avoid seeing persons who are very rich. Nishkinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajanon Mukhasya Paramparam Jigamishor Bhavasagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayinam Matayoshitam Cha Hahantahanta Vishabhakshanto Pyasadu. Alas, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engage in sense gratification or seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. One who is serious about going back home, back to Godhead, should not contemplate the attractive features of women and the opulence of rich men. Such contemplation will check one's advancement in spiritual life. Once a devotee is fixed in Krishna consciousness, however, these attractions will not agitate his mind. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnana.